Welcome to the Exit Coach Radio Show, the show for baby boomer business owners who are looking for cutting-edge information as they plan their 3 to 10 year business succession and exit. Every week, we interview top professional advisors for their best tips, strategies, and precautions so you can be well-planned. And don't miss our one-minute Exit Coach tip of the day on ExitCoachRadio.com. And now, here's your host, the Exit Coach, Bill Black.
Thanks very much for joining us today, and welcome to the show. Our next guest is Hattie Knight, and she's joining us from Belcamp, Maryland, and it's HattieKnight.com is where you will find Hattie. And she's a human resources professional and published author of Against Company Policy, which is an HR suspense novel. She's a speaker, a radio show host, and a trainer, and she's going to speak today about an employee relations issue on conducting a fact-finding investigation. So we're going to get into that. Hattie, welcome to the show.
Hi, Bill. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. How are you today?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much for inviting me on the show.
I'm so happy you could join us, and I've been looking at your website, and I'm on the edge of my seat about your book and thinking about it, but tell us a little bit about yourself and your background, Hattie.
Sure. I am a seasoned human resources professional with expertise in employee and labor relations in private sector as well as public sector and federal government. I have learned how to train managers on employee relations issues, which is the not so warm and fuzzy section of human resources. Managers often know about recruiting, hiring, and dealing with attendance issues a little, but when it comes down to true disciplinary issues and terminating or removing employees, they sometimes are at a loss of what to do. And so I get paid to research all of our policies, our procedures, our handbooks, our union contracts, and to provide guidance to supervisors so that they take the appropriate steps when needed to remove the employee or correct the behavior and make certain that they're doing it for the business case. They're making the business case for making these decisions and not out of an emotional reaction.
And it's a haunting issue for a lot of people because of course there's been a lot of tragedy in HR, a lot of layoffs over the last few years, probably record-setting numbers, I would imagine, since 2008. And people certainly deal with it in different ways. So, you know, it's a fascinating topic. How'd you come up with the idea for the book?
Well, the book, Against Company Policy, is a work of fiction. However, it is based on true incidents. In the book, there is an employee who has kidnapped, beat up some supervisor in relation to an issue that wasn't addressed, that was ignored for a long period of time. And there were several missteps in the process which led to those events. And what we're trying to get managers to understand, we know that you have to make the hard decisions about the business, that you're managing the capital, but human resources cannot be ignored. Those are issues that professionals need to assist you with in order to alleviate the circumstances, make sure we're taking the proper steps, and also taking care with this employee, because we do not need workplace violence, which my book is about, workplace violence incidents. But we do not want to put ourselves or our employees in that position. So it's important that we take the right steps.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and one of those steps is to do something called a fact-finding or a fact-finding investigation. Exactly what is that?
Well, a lot of companies call it by a different name, but the bottom line is the manager is made aware of an incident. There are allegations against an employee or employees, and normally what happens in a lot of cases is that the manager automatically reacts, issue disciplinary action or takes an action to remove the employee without asking any questions, without determining what has truly occurred, without trying to correct the behavior. And then what happens is a lot of times is that this person goes in front of a third party, makes the case, is returned back to the employer, and now you have a disgruntled employee that you can no longer touch. We don't want that.
Mm.
So a fact-finding allows the manager to determine what happens, and there's good reason for that. There's very good reasons, and I have three reasons why you want to conduct a fact-finding. But we understand that managers in their busy days don't have a lot of time or training to conduct these things properly. And a lot of times that's why they hire human resources professionals. But you need it, not just your recruiter to do this. You need someone who's trained in investigations, someone who understands how to get to the bottom of what's occurred and what action needs to be taken to correct the behavior. Because the bottom line is we spend a lot of money on hiring employees. It costs us about $40,000 for every hire on average. Then you add in the compensation, the training, the knowledge base that they have. We can't afford to just fire everybody. So we need to get to the bottom of it and try and correct the behavior.
So after someone does a fact-finding and they've now got a situation detailed and outlined, what are some of the next steps after that's complete?
Well, the first thing that they need to do, and I'm going to back up a little bit because it's important that they understand some of the steps. For instance, I had a client that received a report that one of their employees had stolen $150 worth of supplies, put it in their bag, got in their car, and drove off and went home. That was the report. They fired the employee. They didn't ask any questions. They just fired them. The employee went to a third party and said, I was never given my rights. I was never told what I had done wrong. They didn't give me a chance to refute the evidence. And I have been a victim of discrimination. And here is the evidence. And handed a stack of papers to this third party, which resulted in a payment of $275,000. And they returned the employee back to that employer. We don't want that.
Wow.
Yes. See, in another case, I had an instance where they were a young man had downloaded pornography to his computer. They found it. It was a violation of their policy. They terminated the employee. That was well within their rights. Problem was, they hadn't asked the questions that they needed to ask. We found out later on that there were three employees involved, and one of them were being investigated by the FBI. So that was important information that if we had asked some questions first, we wouldn't have been caught unawares. You need to know what's going on in your organization, not just for this one employee, because you're focusing on the low-hanging fruit. There could be other things that are going on that you have no idea of. And the only way to do that is to conduct a proper fact-finding.
So rushing into any kind of an action against an employee by an employer is, it sounds like, almost always a bad idea. They need to step back, gather the facts, get their ducks in order. And is that something that you help companies to do?
Yes, sir, it is. I talk the managers off the ledge, is how I put it, because a lot of times it feels like a personal attack as a manager, and I'm a manager. It feels like a personal attack when one of your good employees suddenly turns bad. So we get emotional, and we want to react and take an action without thinking. But we've spent a lot of time, invested a lot of money. We can't afford for this person to leave. So we may want to address the behavioral issues. And the way to do that is to ask questions. Why did this? The main question that supervisors and managers and business owners need to ask this employee is, what happened? And why did you do this? Or why is it alleged that you did this? Because, again, we haven't asked any questions. We only have one side of the story. And we know that there are three sides to every story. There's your side. There's the manager, the reporter's side, the accused side. And somewhere in the middle is the truth. We need to get to that truth. Because there may be issues that are indicators of a unhealthy environment in your workplace, but you don't know it because you haven't. You're so far above the fray that you don't know what's going on. You don't know that one of your managers is homophobic and discriminates against homosexuals. You don't know that there is sexual harassment going on this side. You don't know that your secretary of 40 years has been embezzling cash, but it's well known amongst the staff. But you won't know that if you don't ask the questions. I'm always amazed by when I conduct these fact-finding investigations on behalf of my clients that I find out so much more than what they ever thought this was going to be. So it can change.
And so doing the fact-finding is kind of one of those things that, okay, a situation has happened, but you offer a lot more than that, and you do training to help kind of prevent some of these situations in the first place, or at least get the information out there as well, don't you?
Oh, yes, definitely. I spend a lot of time trying to coach managers through situations. If you have somebody that has attendance issues, the first thing you want to do is talk to the person and find out why. Do they have a serious health condition? Remember, some organizations are covered by the Family Medical Leave Act. So you have to make certain that if you're aware of a serious health condition, that you've offered the Family Medical Leave Act. Failure to do so is a violation and can cost you. So you don't want to take an action when FMLA applied and they tried to invoke it and you did not authorize it and you were supposed to. So you have to take a look at that. It's important that managers understand that they need to find out why the employee is reacting the way they do and try and address it early on. If you know they have attendance issues, offer them FMLA. Offer them the employee assistance program. Maybe you need to change their work schedule to accommodate serious health conditions. There was somebody who was fired. We found out later that they had chemo that they were going to, and that's the reason they were late and sometimes disorganized or disoriented when they came to work. So those kinds of taking the time to ask your employees questions before taking action is very helpful, and it allows you to manage your people better, and it increases their loyalty to the organization. Because if you're found to be fair and equitable, and it appears that you at least want to offer the basic care or basic courtesy to your employees, then they have that reputation increases amongst your staff, and they will stop. And also, if you take the time to do this and you take an action, then the employee is satisfied knowing that they have been allowed to give their side of the story, and they get whatever they get. And then that decreases workplace violence.
Great. So you have these training refreshers that you can help people to understand some of these things. And what I get out of that is you better check a lot of boxes before you issue a pink slip these days.
Yes.
So let's spend the last few minutes again talking about your book and against company policy. It sounds like your website's great. I love your website. It's very interesting and very well put together. And your book, is that something that anybody in HR or any business owner would enjoy reading, or would they be who should read this, I guess? Let me put it that way.
Anybody that's ever applied for a job, worked at a job, or knows somebody that worked at a job, this book is for them. It's not geared just for human resources professionals, although it is the first suspense novel that prominently features human resources professionals. I am a long-term professional, and I am a reader. And I would pick up all these other suspense novels because I love them. And I would pick them up, but I didn't see people that looked like me, acted like me, or thought like me, or were in circumstances similar to mine. And that's why I created the book. It's also a teaching tool. I have people who have use the novel to teach their supervisors on what not to do. There are also questions that go along with that that are available to human resources professionals as well as book clubs in order for them to generate conversations on how they should take care of things and what kinds of human resources issues are in that book. But it is an exciting read. I mean, who goes to apply for a job and there's blood on the doorknob? That's how the book opens up.
So, I love it. I think the premise of it is fantastic because it is a universal type of a thing. It's a people-driven issue. And, of course, HR people see people a lot of times when they're at their best and when they're facing a very difficult situation, a very difficult decision, a termination of employment, for instance. So is this a book that is available now on Amazon? Where do people get it?
Well, they can purchase it everywhere. It's available online at Amazon, Barnes & Noble. They can purchase it from my website, HattieKnight.com. And if they purchase from me, I will gladly autograph it and send it to them.
Well, that's worth it right there. So let's see. It's Hattie Knight, and let's spell that for our listeners. HattieKnight.com. HattieKnight.com. And can our listeners also, if they want to talk to you about HR issues that maybe they're having, and they want to talk to you about consulting or training, is that the best way to get in touch with you also?
Yes, it is. They can send an email, Hattie, H-A-T-T-Y-E, at HattieKnight.com, or they can go to the website and send in an info request. They can reach me however they reach me, I will respond. And I blog about human resources issues on the website. I have some interviews that are out there as well, and I periodically post links to human resources related materials to assist them in helping, you know, assist them in making these kinds of decisions.
Fantastic. Hattie, is there, do you want to say hello to your grandchildren on the radio while you're on the radio?
I have one granddaughter, and little Miss Janaya Renee better be in school. She's seven, so hoping she's in school, but she'll get a chance to listen to this one later.
Of course, yeah. Okay, well, thank you so much for joining us today. The name of the book, again, listeners, is Against Company Policy. That's a great title, by the way. I got to tell you, I have a good feeling about this. It's a suspense novel. It's available on Amazon. But go to the website and get it there. It's better for Hattie if you do that, and you'll get to know her a little bit more. It's always nice to know something about the author when you're reading a book. It makes it much more personal. HattieKnight.com, HattieKnight.com. And Hattie, thanks very much. A real pleasure to talk with you today, and thanks for joining us.
All right, Bill. Thank you so much for having me. Have a good holiday.
Thank you. We're going to take a short break. We'll be right back, so please stay tuned.
You're listening to ExitCoachRadio.com, the information station for age 50-plus business owners, where we're interviewing top advisors for their best tips, ideas, and precautions so you can be well-planned. We upload new one-minute tips every day. ExitCoachRadio.com. Come listen for a minute.
Thank you for listening to Exit Coach Radio.